This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to Studio de Jeffrey, where today's edition of your Cowboys content is going to be Jeff's first mock draft. Maybe tomorrow night we'll do one live and we'll use a simulator and all that. But just for fun, I feel like this could be informational and we could have some fun with it. I'm going to give you a mock draft that is based off what we know about the Cowboys. So we're going to go through who are the guys that the Cowboys are bringing in before the draft. Where are those guys most likely going to be drafted? And what does it tell us about what they're going to do? And then we'll paint a picture of what their first 3 rounds could look like. Does that sound like a plan to you? It sounds like a plan to me. Who do you want them to draft? Leave it in the comments. Make sure you're subscribed. Hit the thumbs up button for crying out loud. This is brought to you by my friends at BetOnline. We're down to the last 4 teams. BetOnline, your tournament bracket headquarters all March long. Now that we're almost down to the finals, there's a lot more in store. MLB's here, NBA, NHL playoffs are around the corner. As always, BetOnline, your number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So here's what I want to do. Did this yesterday on 97.1 The Freak, where you can hear me broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday in DFW or on the iHeartRadio app if you're outside the listening area. The show name is The Speakeasy. All right, so I took their 30-visit list. Shout out to our guys at Blogging the Boys who scour everything that gets zeded, tweeted, and gets it all in one place. Although I do have a request for you at Blogging the Boys. And maybe this is sortable, but I just do it myself. I took their 30 visits, and instead of ranking them from or sorting them from where their player ranking is according to the experts' consensus, I sort them by position group so that I can give them to you that way. So, who are the Cowboys having out for their pre-draft visits? You can have 30 of these. The answer? A bunch of offensive linemen, a bunch of linebackers, a bunch of running backs, and a few other guys. So, on the offensive line, here are the guys who the Cowboys are having out for a visit. Centers, Jackson Powers Johnson of Oregon. He is projected to go somewhere right around where the Cowboys pick. Graham Barton, who played tackle for Duke, and is projected to go right around where the Cowboys pick, and a lot of people are projecting him to be an NFL center, where I think he would be very good. Troy Fatanu. Don't worry, I'll have pronunciation soon. From Washington. He plays tackle for Washington. Some are projecting him to be a guard in the NFL. I love him. I watched his tape the other day. If he made it to number 24 overall, gimme, 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 gimme. Talese Fuaga, Oregon State. Another one that played tackle, but a lot of people are thinking could be a guard. Some are saying tackle. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Really, really good. His rankings on the consensus board, 14th for my buddy Dane Brugler, 16th, so whatever. If he made it all the way to 24, gimme, gimme, gimme. Offensive tackle, Kingsley Suamataya, BYU, projected as a top 40-ish player. So, Oh, and Matt Goncalves, offensive tackle from Pitt, who is projected more as a day three guy. But that's five dudes that are projected as getting picked somewhere between 10 to 15 and 40. Five of them all play offensive line. Guess what the Cowboys are doing in the first round? They're picking an offensive lineman. That's their plan. So we got that knocked out. That's great. Other guys who are visiting the Dallas Cowboys, here we go. Check it out. I want to go to linebacker real quick. 30 visits include Edgerrin Cooper, Texas A&M, ranking on the consensus board 44. On Dane Brugler's rankings, 42. So if he made it to the Cowboys' second round pick. Peyton Wilson, linebacker, NC State, consensus board 47. Dane Brugler board 77. Junior Colson, Michigan, consensus board 56. Dane Brugler rankings 39. So that is three guys that you're looking at second or third round. Fun thing about linebacker is if somebody considers them anywhere from the 42nd to 56th best player, could a linebacker who is, well, if you use Dane's rankings, if like Peyton Wilson, linebacker, 77th on your board, that could make it to a pick around 90. That could happen because linebacker positional value isn't viewed as the same as some other positions. So you could see some extra receivers, corners, offensive linemen, defensive pass rushers, et cetera, going off the board, and a linebacker could drop a little bit. That could happen. They're also visiting three linebackers that are considered to be later picks. Trevin Wallace, Kentucky, 159 on the consensus board. Jordan McGee, Temple, 188 on the consensus board. Nathaniel Watson, Mississippi State, 215 on the consensus board. So hold the thought on linebacker. Just know that they are looking at linebackers anywhere from the second round or maybe the third. They don't have a fourth round pick. So the other guys that they're looking at are more fifth, sixth, maybe seventh. So they're looking all over the place at linebacker. Let's just hold that thought. Running back. The Cowboys are scheduled to visit with Trey Benson, Florida State. Consensus board ranking 60, Dane Brugler 92. Jonathan Brooks, Texas. Consensus board ranking 61, Dane Brugler 70. Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen, consensus board 102, Dane's ranking 75. Bucky Irving, Oregon, consensus ranking 114, Dane Brugler 81. And Rasheen Ali Marshall, consensus ranking 189. So they have one guy, later round pick, and four different guys that you could be looking at. Well, I would put it this way. Potentially with your second round pick, it could be Trey Benson or Jonathan Brooks, Texas, Florida State, both really good players, like them both. Or based on the guys they're visiting, I think their plan is the running back is a third round pick. That's what Jeffrey thinks.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With seven drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder.
Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Or, depending, well, I'll give you all of the ors in a minute, because there's lots of ors that we can do when we have all of our information. But now you know the offensive linemen that they're visiting, primarily first-round guys, or in that range. The linebackers that they're visiting, second or third round guys, and a handful of guys for later. Running backs, second or third round guys, and potentially one guy later. Defensive line, two visits. Texas defensive tackle Byron Murphy, considered a top 20 player. Missouri edge, but maybe NFL D tackle, 6'5", 285. Didn't test athletically well if you're going to play him on the edge, but he would test well if you're playing him inside. Darius Robinson, considered a top 30, 35 player. So you do have a couple of wild card D linemen thrown in there that if they love one of them, could be your first round pick. One wide receiver that we have confirmed to visit, Malachi Corley, Western Kentucky. Consensus ranking, 64. Dane Brugler ranking, 49. Consider him, potentially, for a second round pick. By the way, you want to know about Malachi Corley? He's fun. He is about the exact same build as Deebo Samuel, and he plays like Deebo Samuel. I'm not saying he will be Deebo Samuel. That would be reckless. But same physical dimensions, same style of player. At Western Kentucky, they basically manufacture touches for him. He's not a great route runner or separator. They get the ball to him, and they watch him go. And he's good as he goes. So, given the information that we now have, we can mock draft this on the fly. In the first round, the Cowboys are going to take an offensive lineman. The question is which one. I need a starting left tackle, and I need a starting center. If I get lucky, my dream is that Troy Fautanu, the Washington tackle who I'm going to play at guard. I don't want to move Tyler Smith. No, I don't want that to happen. No, I don't want that to happen. So here's what we're going to do. Cowboys in the first round take Graham Barton out of Duke. He was their left tackle last year. I think he'll be a really nice NFL center. So we're taking Graham Barton out of Duke, first round pick. That matches up with their visits. They're taking an offensive lineman first. I would love to take Troy Fautanu, but if I did, I would leave him at tackle and I'd play Tyler Smith at guard. But let's go Graham Barton, first round pick out of Duke. Second round. If the right guy was there to play left tackle, I would take him, but based on their visits, we'll say it's not likely, and we will move on to what their visits tell us they'll do, which is either a linebacker or a running back, and using their rankings, I think Jonathan Brooks is in play. The Texas running back is a second-round pick. I think multiple linebackers are in play. Maybe Trey Benson, Florida State running back, is in play. I'm not going to consider any of the other running backs. Those would be more of third round. So the question is, who is the best available player amongst the guys that I think that they're interested in and that are on this visit list that they could pick in the second round? Give me Junior Colson, Michigan linebacker. He's the quarterback of that defense. He calls it. He's a rock-solid player, just all over the place, making all the tackles. I don't think he's a great coverage guy, but if you're talking about a traditional linebacker to come in here and be the center of this thing, give me Junior Colson, Michigan second-round pick. And the third-round pick for the Dallas Cowboys, oh, you know what would have been more fun? Is if I'd taken the wide receiver. You have CeeDee as your route runner. You have Malachi Corley as your wild ass. You know what? Undo the Junior Colson pick. This will be more fun tomorrow, doing it maybe tomorrow evening, doing this live with you guys where you can yell at me if you think I screwed it up. Second round pick for the Cowboys, Malachi Corley, Western Kentucky wide receiver, your Deebo Samuel starter kit. Throw one of those into the offense with Cooks run far, CeeDee run routes, Corley catch screens and raise hell. Yeah, we'll do that. First round pick, Graham Barton is your starting center. Second round pick, Malachi Corley is wide receiver three, playing around with your two starters. And in the third round, Peyton Wilson, linebacker or running back. I don't think that, you know what? I will take the fact that they are visiting three linebackers later in the draft and say they're going to throw a pick at linebacker later if it doesn't fall the way that they want. third round pick, Braylon Allen, big old running back, Wisconsin. That is one mock draft of how this thing could go for the Cowboys using the information they have provided us. Their 30 visits do give you a hint as to what they think they're going to do and where. Give me offensive line, wide receiver, and that's probably just me being selfish. I love wide receivers. Offensive line, wide receiver, running back, with a linebacker coming in the fourth or fifth round. Hell, I could go even further. How about this? Graham Barton in the first. Got my center. Second round, Malachi Corley. Got a wide receiver that's hell on wheels, yards after catch. Third round, Braylon Allen, Wisconsin running back. Fourth round, Matt Goncalves, offensive tackle, Pitt, because he's on the visit list and he's number 127 ranking. That fits in the fourth round. Fifth round, a linebacker. Pick the one you want. Trevin Wallace, Kentucky. And look, I used their visit list all over the place, and it all lines up with things they might do. Bang, bang, bang. Mock draft number one in the books. I'm watching now. I'm up to about 30-some-odd players. I'm getting there. Tell me what you want them to do. Use the visit list and give me a mock draft, your favorite mock draft for the first few rounds. Do that in the comments. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.